Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Waxville Live on the Waxworm Radio Experience. Happy Thursday night to everybody. Got some great weather finally up here in Minnesota. Cracked the 60-degree mark for the second day in a row. It's been nice to see most of the snow is gone. Ice is starting to melt. Hockey season is officially turning over into lacrosse season. We're all very, very excited about that. Love to see the ice come. Love to see the ice go. It means it's a change of seasons up here in the land of 10,000 skating rinks turning into 10,000 lacrosse fields. Got an exciting show for everybody tonight. It was a busy week in the MCLA, both on the Division I and on the Division II side. Had a great matchup of top five teams in the MCLA Division I side between Colorado State and Arizona State. What a fantastic game that was. That was the Lax Coaches versus Cancer game of the week. You can see a replay of that game on mcla.us's website. Fantastic game. Came right down to the wire. Absolute battle of two MCLA Division I juggernauts. Great game. Check it out. We'll have lots of discussion on that game and what comes next for both the Sun Devils and the Rams. Talk some MCLA Division II. Big weekend coming up here in St. Paul, Minnesota on the Division II side. Five national polls will be going head-to-head, highlighted by St. John's and North Dakota State Saturday night, 8 p.m. up at Concordia St. Paul in the Seafoam Dome. That is going to be a great game. I'm going to be up there for that game. I cannot wait. Could be a possible preview of a national championship game or a national semifinal, depending on what side of the two teams end up on the brackets. Very, very excited. St. Thomas is going to be in action for the first time this weekend. Missouri Valley is coming up to Minnesota. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. 2 days up in St. Paul. So if you're in the area, find your way to Concordia St. Paul. Get yourself inside the Seafoam Dome and enjoy some great MCLA lacrosse action. Before we get into too much of game-by-game recaps, let's hit up the polls this week. Start on the Division I side. And there's some movers in the middle of the pack, and that's good to see. Colorado stays number one as they stay unbeaten. 6-0 on the season and remain number one in the polls. Highlighted by that great game, down-to-the-wire battle with Arizona State that the Buffaloes came out on top of 15-14. That was last weekend, March 6th, game of the week on mcla.us. Fabulous game and great win for the Buffaloes, but you have no doubt about it that the Sun Devils are eyeing up that rematch, and there will be a rematch, folks. I can guarantee it. That will be fun as the season rolls along. Speaking of Arizona State, they stay number two in the polls. That nice win over Colorado State, 10-7. We'll talk about that game as we get into some of the game-by-game recaps. Colorado State comes in at number three, just having that one loss to Arizona State on the season. Big weekend coming up for the Rams with four straight home games up in Fort Collins. If you're in that area, get yourself up to the stadium and check out the Rams as they look to keep improving that record. Poly rolls in at number four. BYU pops up three spots with a nice weekend. coming in at 5-1, had a nice win over future Big Ten school Michigan State 14-7. That was in Arizona as well. I know Grand Canyon was disappointed on their loss to BYU. And up-and-coming University of Minnesota battled the Cougars very, very hard as they put up a nice showing. 21-9 loss for the Gophers, but very nice to see them be competitive against some of the nation's top competition. Not going to get any easier for the Cougars as they have Minnesota Duluth coming up next, followed by Arizona and Utah Valley State. Very tough schedule for BYU coming up. Chapman coming in the sixth spot to a nice start with an 11-2 win over Siren Fraser. Grand Canyon bumps down three spots after that loss to BYU. Arizona Virginia Tech College round out the top 10. Oregon State Beavers just missing out on the top 10, coming at 11, followed by Michigan State and Sonoma State. Still think Sonoma State could be a very dangerous team as the season goes on. SEC football powered Georgia Tech coming off a nice win over Florida State, 11-8, bounces up three spots. Big mover of the weekend, Dominican, bumping up five spots after a huge win over Westminster, 13-11. Division II NCAA transfer, Liberty, a big fan of their program. They're 3-0 on the year, coming at number 16. Another NCAA Division II transfer school bouncing up to Division I level, Westminster, coming in at 2 on the season. They're the week's biggest dropper in the polls. They dropped five spots down to 17. They're a two-loss weekend, bringing them to 2-2. On the season, they lose 13-11 to Dominican and a pretty tough loss to Cal Poly, 8-5. Look for Westminster to regroup a little bit this coming weekend. Surprise, San Diego State is in the polls at number 18. Minnesota Duluth on the rise at number 19. Bulldogs still undefeated on the season with a nice win over Pittsburgh, 15-5. Have a tough draw coming up against BYU this weekend. I know that's one the Bulldogs have marked on their calendar. So that's going to be a great game for the Bulldogs and the Cougars. Simon Fraser, the Clan, come in at number 20. I take that back from Westminster. Simon Fraser, the biggest dropper of the weekend, dropping seven spots, moving to 5-4 on the weekend after a very disappointing loss, 11-2. At Chapman, and a tough loss against Colorado State, 16-8. Got to Arizona, I'm sure another disappointing loss, 14-5. Before a nice win over the Idaho Vandals, 18-11. Simon Fraser needing a win column, needing to get in the win column desperately. They're going to have a chance here with Tin, Oregon, and then a tough one against Cal Poly and BYU in the meat of their season, so they're going to need to get some wins here quick to keep their conference championship hopes alive. Right now, they're sitting at 3-0 in the division, tied with Oregon State, but if they don't figure things out up there across the border, they're going to be into some tough competition. I wouldn't count Montana out yet. They're going to be very difficult in the PNCLL yet. So the Clan is really going to need to take a look at themselves and get some stuff figured out. Northeastern bumping in at number 21 in the polls. Florida State Seminoles having a nice start, 4-1. Tough loss to Georgia Tech this last weekend. And rounding out the top 25, UCLA, UNLV, and the University of Minnesota. Rounding out the top 25, just on the bubble are Indiana and Boise State. Pete Nelson's got the Hoosiers on the right track, excited to see how their season turns out. He's doing a great job there in Indiana and excited for everything to come out of that program. Well, we're getting into the score recap portion of the show. If you were at any games, especially that Colorado State, Arizona State game in Arizona, if you want to call in and visit about that game or any of the other games, our guest calling line is going to be open from now until the end of the show. Call-in number is 347-826-9095. Once again, feel free to call in at 347-826-9095. Getting to the recap portion of our show from last Saturday, big slate of two games last weekend in the NCAA Division I level alone. Lots of games to cover. Occidental gets a win over Division I Channel Islands 13-7. Cal State Fullerton gets a win over ranked Fort Lewis on the D2 side 14-7. Vienna Heights gets a win over Tennessee Wesleyan. So Florida loses a tough one 15-6 to Western Michigan. Good to see Western Michigan getting a big win over in Raleigh, North Carolina. North Texas takes out the Houston Cougars 8-1 there. Up on the blue carpet in Boise, Boise State racking up 25 over rival Utah. Boy, putting up 25 big ones on the Utes. Some big scores in that game. Bear Thomas, 6 foot, 200 pounder junior out of Boise, Idaho. 5 goals, 2 assists, leading the way for the Broncos. Boy, putting up a big score in that rivalry game. Moving on, St. Mary's over Missouri S&T. St. Mary gets that win 11-7. Montana State and Western Oregon, Division II Western Oregon gets a nice win over Montana State. Whitman over Central Washington 12-3. Corvallis, Oregon. Oregon State puts up 21 over Montana. Boy, the Grizzlies are going to need to get things figured out there a little bit. I know they're wanting to compete for a conference championship in a NCAA Division I national tournament berth, but 4 goals against Oregon State just isn't gonna do it. Widmer in net for the Beavers, only needed to make 7 saves. Not all that busy in the net for the Beavers, so Montana's going to have to get that offense cooking here a little bit as they get into the grind of their season. Santa Clara puts up a big number over California Davis, 22-2. Of course, so far on Saturday, newcomer Liberty gets a nice win in Washington, D.C. over George Washington, 10-2. Cal Bears and Texas Longhorns going at it in Austin, Texas. California gets a big road win, 13-4. They were led by Mitch Sheehan, attackman, 6'2", 185, sophomore, 6 goals, 2 assists, having an outstanding season for the Cal Bears, scoring almost 3 goals a game, almost 5 points a game, if you include some nickels in there. Just an outstanding season for that young attackman for the Bears. Lots of promise there. Moving on to Gonzaga and Pacific Lutheran. Almost looking like a football score here for Pacific Lutheran. Gonzaga, 3 big ones on Pacific Lutheran. Dennehy for Gonzaga has 5 goals and assists. Anderson puts up another 5 goals. 10 goals between the two of them. Absolutely outstanding night for Gonzaga. Missouri and Miami, Florida go at it in New Orleans at Pac American Stadium. Hurricanes get a nice win, 11-6. Number one ranked Colorado Buffaloes have a tilt with California Santa Barbara in Phoenix, Arizona. Buffaloes win that one handily, 10-3. Minnesota State, Mankato, and University of Oklahoma go at it in Lincoln, Nebraska. Sooners win that one, 19-9. Minnesota, Mankato is awfully young and upcoming, but having some nice play from some of their young players. Jack Lydon, just a sophomore out of Woodbury, Minnesota, two goals, three assists. Meslet out of Savage, Minnesota, the 6-foot, 170-pound senior, also providing some veteran leadership for the Mavericks with three goals and another assist. Look for the young Mavericks to get in the win column here. As the season goes on, I think Mankato's 0-4 on the season, but playing some tough competition, lost a close one to University of Nebraska the day before, and then playing two tough games to open the season, a 9-7 loss to Minnesota Duluth, and then a 15-8 loss to Division II perennial powerhouse St. John's. So tough start for the Mavericks, but look for them to get back on track with games against Iowa State and Illinois State coming up here this next weekend or two. Poly going at it. Cal Poly taking that one 12-5. Big win for the Rams down in Phoenix, Arizona on Field 14 of the Reach 11 Sports Complex. Colorado State and Simon Fraser Clan going at it. Rams coming on top 16-8. Nice game in net for David Solani, the sophomore netminder out of Lake Ridge Clan, and he needed every one of those as the Clan, despite their record. And, you know, they still can be a very, very dangerous team, so nice win for the Rams. Moving on. Checking out Davenport in New Hampshire. Going at it. Was very, very good at the NCAA Division II level for many years. They get a nice win over New Hampshire, 11-6. Elon with a big win over MCLA Division I. Lords, 19-12. Good to see Elon back in the win column after that big win over St. John's. Faltered a little bit with two straight losses. Gets back on the win column. So that's good for, you know, well, that wraps up almost the 52-game day last weekend. What a wild and crazy weekend. Lots of points put up on the board. But let's just talk about this Colorado State, Arizona State game this last Sunday. It was absolutely amazing. It was the coaches versus cancer game of the week. You can watch the game in its entirety on MCLA.us. Absolutely phenomenal game. The commentary was great. The video quality was very, very good. Just a fun game to watch. Very competitive. Right down to the wire. Numerous lead changes going into the second half. And at the end, the Sun Devils take advantage of some Rams turnovers, some possession time at the end. But a very good win for Coach Thong and his Sun Devils over a very, very talented and dangerous Colorado State team. I was talking with Colorado State senior midfielder Eric Wool, who I had the chance to coach with the Czech national team this last summer, and was just visiting with him after the game. And he said, you know, they were disappointed, you know, with the loss. They're pretty banged up right now. Got some key players that are kind of on the mend and didn't see much field time during the game with the Sun Devils. But, you know, they're still very upbeat on what they can do this season, and I'm looking forward to another shot with the Sun Devils. They think they can be very competitive in the rematch and feel that they can come out on top and put themselves right in the national championship Hunt again, and I agree with them. Just knowing Eric the way he plays and watching this game, you know, along with Arizona State being very dangerous, I think once Colorado State, they are going to be the team to reckon with, and that's including Colorado Buffalo's just right up there. It's going to be a battle, but once the Rams get healthy, they are going to be, in my mind, the team to beat come the national tournament. Well, as the show is scooting along here, let's bounce over to the MCLA Division II side, get you some poll action on MCLA Division II side. Some shaking in the top seven of the polls as we go into week three. 3-0 Dayton takes over the top spot to win over Palm Beach Atlantic, 17-7. Grand Valley State, reigning national champions. They haven't played a game yet. Drop a spot from number one and number two. North Dakota State squeaks out a win last week over Elon, 5-4, bumped to the three spot. St. Thomas, who's been idle so far, will see their first action this weekend against Missouri Valley up in St. Paul. We're idle holding at number four. Grove City undefeated. Bumps up a spot to number five, Concordia. He was 7-0, bumps up three spots. Big move there with a 19-0 win over Cal State Long Beach. Florida Gulf Coast and St. John's tie for number seven. Johnny's dropped two spots despite not playing last week because of that loss to Elon. Elon, however, comes in right after the Johnny's at number nine. Then rounds out the top ten. Reinhardt, Western Washington, always dangerous Indiana Tech. Only played one game, but I saw them play St. John's last year in the national tournament. They're going to be a very dangerous squad with the team they brought back. Kennesaw State, Missouri State, Palm Beach Atlantic going 14-16. Bad Western Oregon, Utah State Utes, Lords going 17-20, and rounding out the top 20-25 are Lords, Cal State, San Marcos, Sierra Nevada, Briarcliff. Going to see Northern Colorado up in Minnesota this weekend, coming in at number 24. And number 25, Fort Lewis, coming in at 3-3, had a rough weekend, dropping four spots with a team 11 loss over Cal State, San Marcos. But the story of the MCLA Division II weekend, like I said in the beginning of the show, is in St. Paul this weekend. You're going to see St. Thomas in action for the first time, going head-to-head with Missouri Valley, a top 25 team. That's going to be a very good test for the Tommies in St. Paul. They play Saturday night at 6 o'clock at the Seafoam Dome on the campus of Concordia St. Paul. I know Missouri Valley is looking forward to this weekend because they're going to get St. John, St. Thomas, and North Dakota State, bang, 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 teams in the nation right there in one weekend. Very excited for Missouri Valley. I know they have a very proud program, and their players believe deeply in their coaches and their philosophy, and they're looking for three wins. I'm not kidding. They're going to come up here very, very confident. And looking for three big upset wins. So we'll see what happens. But the game of the weekend is St. John's and North Dakota State going head-to-head Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. at the Seafoam Dome, Concordia, St. Paul University. By far the game of the weekend on the MCLA Division II side. I'm going to be up there in the Seafoam Dome. Can't wait for this game. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. Last year's season matchup with the Johnnies up in Fargo was a very, very highly contested and close win for the Johnnies. Having come from behind in the second half, head coach Zach Bosch of the Bison does an absolutely fantastic job up there in Fargo, has taken that program from nothing and built it into a national powerhouse within the matter of years. I'm very, very proud to have Coach Bosch put North Dakota State on the map up in Fargo. It's going to be an absolutely great game. Northern Colorado is another team that we see quite a bit of. Coach Daniel Hirsch always has very competitive teams. He gets lots of good lacrosse players out of the state of Colorado. And his team is going to come up here and look for three big upset wins as well. They're right at 24, 23, you know, in the nation. And they're looking to put a stamp on their season with three big upsets, just like Missouri Valley is. So you can see just from the quality of teams up in Minnesota this year, it is going to be a very, very fun weekend. Get to some of the highlight scores from this last weekend on the Division II MCLA side. Eastern Oregon gets a nice win over Montana State, 7-5. Whitman with the win over Central Washington, upset City in Ellensburg, Washington. A nice win there, 12-3. Portland State gets a nice win over Puget Sound, 11-7. Some more scores. Always dangerous, Indiana Tech. We were just talking about them in Beverly Hills, Michigan at the Detroit Country Day Fieldhouse. Get a nice win over Lawrence Tech, 15-13. Metro State gets a win over Wyoming, 16-3. And Grove City squeaks out a very nice win over ranked Palm Beach Atlantic. Exciting games on the Division II side. Grizzlies got a win up in Portland, Oregon on Sunday. The 20-12 win over Portland State. Grizzlies really needed that one to get back on track a little bit. College of Idaho beats Whitman 9-8. Washington State and Western Oregon going head-to-head in Monmouth, Oregon. Western Oregon picks up the win there, 13-11. Up and coming DePaul, they're a program that's on the high, very, very confident program over there in Illinois. The DePaul squad, they are just filled with confidence, and they're going to talk about it. And they just want to play the cross and win games. And it's great. They lose a tough one there to win and win Belleville, 6-5, but watch out for that DePaul program. Yeah, New Haven and Central Connecticut over on the East Coast, over in New Britain, Connecticut. New Haven wins that one 13-10. Round out the MCLA Division II weekend. As we are running out of time here, just want to recap one more time of the slate of games up in St. Paul this weekend. Concordia, St. Paul University at the Seafoam Dome, going on all weekend long. St. John, St. Thomas, Northern Colorado, North Dakota State, and Missouri Valley, all they're going head-to-head, having major implications on the Division II national polls. Big question is, who's going to win the Johnny Bison game Saturday night, 8:30? Going to be the by far the game of the weekend. I'm very excited for it. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. Well, folks, that's going to wrap up another week. The time goes always by very, very quickly, and excited to catch up on all the action. And next week is going to be another fast-filled, action-packed show with national ranking implications. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you again next week. For now, the turning into spring Minnesota land. For the Waxworm Radio Experience, I've been your host, Dan Power, and you've been listening to Waxville Live. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch up with you next week.